We're going to see if we could beat last month's.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I'm here. I know.
You said it.
Okay. Roll call. Anthony?
I'm here.
Jen, I'm here. No for Rini. Jean?
Yes.
No for Paul. Dave, no for Dave Garcia. Doug?
Yes.
Dave Moore?
Here.
No Kathy. Damon?
Here.
Okay. Minutes of proceeding, the February minutes. Did you all have a chance to look over it? Any questions, comments, concerns? Nope. Do I hear a motion to approve them?
Motion to approve.
Damon. Second.
I second.
Jane. There's no minutes of any intervening special minute. Kathy, did you send over the stuff?
Not that I saw.
Okay.
It's kind of status quo anyway right now.
Report of standing committee chairman? No. Special committee chairman? No. Correspondence?
I don't think we have any, do we?
Yeah. Correspondence. I got an email from, what the hell's her name? Right down the street.
Bree?
Bree Moore.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Absolutely. Whenever you want it.
May 30th. Is that
May
30th. Oh, the 30th?
She said the 16th. A bunch of our friends can't make the 16th,
okay.
So she figured change it to May 30th.
Because that was the date of the block party. Not that, I don't know if we're invited.
Yeah. She had questions.
Oh,
yes,
so
she did.
Is May 30th available? Yes.
Yeah.
Max occupancy?
150.
Right. Something's wrong.
Where is she?
Blow up bouncy house. Can we have that out in the parking lot? I don't know where we're going to park.
Yeah, I don't know where we're going to park.
Do you guys care?
Yeah, but
let him do whatever.
But believe it or not, that's flat property behind us. You can put that bouncy house right outside this door.
Can I put it out over the?
Yeah, you can put it over the.
You gotta watch is the
pipe sticker.
The pipe sticker.
But right out here, it's pretty flat.
They have a thing, a buffer for the kids.
Yeah,
like they're not kidding.
No, it's like
these bouncy houses are like 2 foot thick on the bottom.
So if the pipe is sticking out,
I don't know if it's.
And I don't even care if we cut them down.
But also, Doug, it's flat right out here. You could have the door open here and you can go right into the bouncy house.
Yeah, I mean, you can always come down and measure. I have one of those sticks that you walk and it has a wheel and it measures if you need it.
Oh, that's true. That's a good idea.
Because in the springtime, I even want to look on the side of the building to see if you could pull a car or two up along that way to get parking.
Mm-hmm.
But you just got to be careful if there's any nails or anything from the roof.
All you need is a magnet to it.
I
already texted her. Well, her other
and
questions.
Then,
women don't include us.
The times of usage.
Whenever, right? We don't have a...
See, the good news is you're a member, so
yeah.
We're covered by insurance. There's as far as, right?
Yeah.
My understanding is
yeah, it's a as member. Long as it's a member, we're that. Covered.
Okay.
But you know what? Let's put that as a question to Kathy just to double check. But I'm almost positive that you're right. As a member, we don't have it.
I'm sure the bounce house company has insurance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or they'd be stupid.
Well, are you having? Is the company coming and setting this up and regulating it, or are you renting it and they're just walking away from it?
I'm not sure who she's going with yet, but our friend basically told us about this person. They come out, they set everything up, what they need to, they leave.
And
I think it's only like maybe like a few hours.
Yeah, all you need to do is do they have their own insurance? If not, we need to check into that. That's all you need to find out from Bree.
Yeah, I just wrote that down. I just sent that to her too. Just double check on Bounce House if they have insurance.
Yeah, okay. We're still in the planning stages of everything.
Just as a side note, this gave me a thought. I should put this kind of information, like the occupancy, max occupancy, and all that together on a sheet on the website for info about.
That's excellent idea.
Yeah, well, we should really come up with a contract.
That too.
That's
but,
on the
you know basic info about the clubhouse, like as far as.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Rentals are concerned.
You could do nicer photos once it's nice.
Yeah.
basic info.
And do like maybe some drone pictures above so they can see the parking.
Oh, yeah.
To the lake. Because I think that's also a really add-on is to show how close the clubhouse is to the lake.
Mm-hmm. Bree said perfect. Thank you.
I sent you the tables that we have because Dan asked me. I sent a text message.
I got a bunch of these chairs too. About Shop Right was having a sale. She went sort of crazy, like $10.
God bless she.
Yeah, just in case. 4, 6, 4, 3, 5, 4.
Okay. You know, we're still going through our guest list, huh? Left off with like 101 fucking people. Or something like that.
But not everybody RSVP. I forgot the statistics because when I was...
Yeah.
I used to have a wedding website and I knew all the statistics.
10%. My rule is always 10% don't show.
And then Danny emailed again about the boat slip.
Yeah, so I'll forward that.
Which Brady was CC'd on it. But I guess.
So I'm going to get. Let's place Bob first.
Okay.
So, yeah, maybe that would work if we put Bob and Dan next to each other.
It opens up
slip 2 and 3, and then put Dan next to Steve.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Steve has been really good.
Right? They waved. That's all I ask. Better than the thing.
It's better than this.
I was going to say, did he wave with his hands?
I had correspondence over the weekend. Anthony called me of Anthony Michelle.
Well, do you want to go to unfinished business first, or you consider that correspondence?
I think it's correspondence. Okay. I mean, I just told him. He brought up that the garbage next door with the squatter was kind of a mess, and I let him know. That it's, you know, I said, listen, it's not to be rude or anything, but it's not the under the jurisdiction of the board to handle these kind of situations. So anything that has been done has been, you know, the same thing anybody else in the neighborhood could do. And I advised him that he should go to a town council meeting and raise the issue there.
And I will also point out, they've established their residency. It only takes 30 days for them to establish residency. And unless the reverse mortgage comes in and does anything, which we've already filed a claim with them. I mean, there's nothing more that we can do.
Right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, regardless, it has to be handled like it would in any neighborhood.
So did you talk to Kyle?
No.
No, I talked to Dan.
Oh, Dan.
Anthony.
Michelle and Anthony.
Oh.
Yeah. Anthony.
Because this was the last picture that Kyle sent to me.
Okay.
They have to go to
something
the town.
Also about,
so the, all those bags are filled with shit.
Yeah. He also said something about you know, possibly dumping urine and stuff into the lake.
Yeah, so...
And I said contact the Board of Health.
Yeah, so I the last time I talked to Bill Donegan, he said that he can... He said, don't clean up the property, let it look like shit, and then he can summons the individual who's there.
Oh.
Okay.
But
yeah.
It's going to be 2 years.
Yeah.
So.
And the bottom line is, I just was reading a case, and I can't remember which state it is, but it doesn't matter the state. It takes 30 days for a squatter to get residency and legally... They can live there.
Well, the electric's in her name.
That's...
Every law is in
her favor. No, it absolutely is, and I feel
it's
really...
Crazy.
Look, there's a house next door that's trying to sell for $1 million. It will never sell with this
Kyle
person.
And Danielle want to sell in their house. Steve wants to sell in their house.
Who else wants to sell?
Dan, well, they haven't put it up for sale yet, but Kyle and Danielle, they have two little kids. They said that they're going to be.
Yeah, no, because Michelle had called me asking if
Michelle would sell us.
Yeah, she would be.
He filed a claim.
We're interested in buying it. Tony,
don't talk about it. That note, we have to find a way to make them move.
He did. He filed a claim.
Nobody just owns a note on a house like that and just doesn't do anything unless
they didn't know she was dead. Yeah. That's what he said in the one meeting.
Yeah. So, but I mean, they know now, right?
Yeah.
The note owner.
So hopefully Kathy is sending CompuLink the violations from us, and then we get bills.
I mean, technically, since we're a homeowners association, they don't know what our rules and bylaws are. We can just keep sending like daily bills,
well,
you know,
it.
The garbage.
That's what we should do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I hope.
And with pictures.
That's what I'm hoping Kathy's doing.
Well, yeah. If Kathy's not doing it, then
she's
okay.
Because she said that the next meeting.
Well, I would like to be CC'd. I think that the board should be CC'd on everything that's being sent to them so that we can have a database. He can create a database to record everything that we're doing. So that's the most important thing.
Yeah,
we should have a database that's recording everything. Everything, because if it has to go to court, we're going to come in and go, here, here's everything. Here's the pictures. Here's everything.
For the next meeting.
But we should be taking pictures.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah, so well, this is pictures, what I say. This is what pictures. Kyle sent to me. Now, they think that we have way more power than we do.
Oh, my God.
But there's no plumbing, so all those bags are filled with shit.
Ew.
And the garbage.
What do you mean there's no plumbing?
Well, what else is there? There's no right. There's no water. They shut off the water. It's a shared well.
But you can't shut off.
No, they did.
Oh, okay.
So, and who's the guy that helps them?
Al.
No.
Oh.
Who's the guy that helps the barber and squatter?
I can find out his name.
Because he asked me to turn it back on. And I was like, absolutely not. We want her to leave. You're not understanding the situation.
Oh, I can only... That house is going to be condemned.
No.
That house is going to be condemned.
Yeah, so they were... It was, at one point, one house.
I know that.
So it had a shared well.
I know that.
And the shutoff is in Steve's house. So he told Al.
I didn't know that there would be a main shutoff.
I didn't think that was legal.
I didn't either because you got Dunnigan and Al shared the well.
Yeah.
Al has his own shutoff.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I don't know, maybe what I'm just going by what Al told me.
No, I believe it because you're talking two elderly couples that knew each other that agreed.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. They had been there forever.
And would it have cost money to get a shut off?
No, he can go into his basement and shut it off. It's a well.
No, I mean, you'd have to install one, right?
It's already there.
It's already there.
Oh.
We can all shut off our wells.
But Sharby can't. I'm talking about for Sharby's house.
Sharby may have a shut off, but she may not be. They may have. Well, okay, I do know from looking up the deeds, the secondary house, that other house that's not Sharby's, has full access. It's the main owner of the well. In other words, on the deed, it shows them. So they obviously have full power of the well.
Mm. Yeah, they ain't going anywhere soon.
No.
So that's, yeah, that's that.
What we need to do
is... You can't, no, you have to, it's like a full court press. We have to stay vigilant.
Yeah.
Send our letters and keep pressing county stock, and then if we can find who's actually the note owner... You know what I mean? Because a reverse mortgage, I've never heard of a bank having a reverse mortgage and not coming to get that house.
Right. Yeah, they want, you would think they want to get that off their books.
Right, as soon as they find
out. They went a year without knowing that she was dead. Right. Nobody notified them.
But and then you said that the mortgage company that we found on the mortgage note went out of business.
Yeah.
So that note is floating. Somebody has that note. There's
that can take 20 years.
Not to find a note, no. We have to find the owner of that note.
Okay.
And if they're here, so we keep sending the letters there. We stay on our part. Like you said, the neighbor, you said he has to go to the city council or whoever, the town.
Yeah.
He should, the neighbor does his part, going to the town. You know what I mean? And then any other avenue that we have, we, in other words, everybody comes in. Like you said, we let the stuff pile up and then
down. I think everybody should go down to the town and complain. Michelle should complain.
Yeah.
Kyle should complain. Yeah. Everybody
needs to complain. But people don't want to put their name to it.
I would.
Yeah, exactly. Got to be able to put your name.
But if you're not willing to stand up.
I put it like this. We're the board. I think we should basically lead that charge. Whatever neighbors want to join us, join us.
Yeah, because that's what happens.
I think I know the son's address in Rockaway. I came across it one way or another.
Yes, we do have that.
I think I'll just send them a letter and ask them if he knows who has the mortgage on the house.
And how disgusting it is.
And yeah, and I'll, you know, explain, you know, look, I understand you walked away from the estate. You know, my mother-in-law just passed away and it was, you know, blah, blah, blah. Try to tug his heartstring. And see if you can get any information that way.
Yeah, maybe he'll help us.
Yeah.
But I think that was it. I don't think he filed any paperwork.
No.
Because he once the will was read, he was like, nope. I mean, I have all where he was.
Why would you want it?
It was underwater.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Okay, moving on to unfinished business. Gene, have you heard anything about 43 Wildwood Shores?
It is now slated to close at the end of this month, 3/30.
The never-ending closing.
Really?
Well, I think what has happened is they've defaulted on the mortgage, and it's gone into, and I think this guy, my only concern is I hope to God that Kathy sent him no short-term rentals. I know we filed the paperwork on him, and I have proof that I gave it to the listing agent, but my gut is telling me not good. But that's, I'll just put that out there, I hope to God. Good. And we can bring that up. Could you put that for the next meeting to confirm that we have made it perfectly clear to 43 Wildwood Shores, no short-term rentals?
The next meeting, though, will be after it closed. But we can confirm.
So should someone reach out to Kathy to confirm ahead of time?
All right, I'll do that. Can you give me a pen? I'll reach out to Kathy.
Yeah, the other thing is, too, catch him when he moves in or he's there. We'll make, like, a little welcome packet up. Here are the bylaws. And isn't it great that you moved into a neighborhood where no short-term rentals are allowed?
It just strikes me that this person's a real, you know, like,
he's a realtor.
Yeah, yeah, he's a realtor, but he's not handling the I just haven't.
And he's from Passaic. Yeah. You know, it does scream.
Yeah. Yeah. It screams.
It's all that shape.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
The World Cup's coming up.
Yep. 18 Lines Ave. We signed, sealed, delivered, and are just waiting. Right now, he will be filing it with the court, county clerk's office. They will assign a book and page number, and then he will give that back to us, and then it's done.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Good job, team.
Thank you.
I had a funny feeling it was him that was parking there, too.
That's the beginning. Yeah. That's
it's the beginning of change. It's the beginning of change, yeah. And like I said, the fact that he's joined us is such a good thing because it's positive to go down the line. And again, as a real estate agent, I can say, hey, you know what? We have so much more to offer you.
You know who's next?
Martha.
Martha.
Yeah.
She'll be next.
You want me to post something on Facebook? Hey, congratulations.
Let's let it.
Yes. Wait till we get the book and page, and then we advertise it. And then I think the next thing to do is send out a letter to everybody on Lyons Avenue that has rights to Sand Harbor to say, hey, look, this is the approximate.
Schmites, you can become a member and access all
the beaches. Yeah, Sand Harbor shut down because of E. coli.
Not a problem.
Yeah, we don't have that problem over at the pool.
No, we don't. We never. I think only once when we had that big algae bloom. Yeah. It was the only time I've ever seen the pool close.
2019.
It was a bad year.
We all swam the lake anyway.
Yeah. The whole lake was closed.
Yeah.
And that's because they lowered the numbers in the state. It wasn't
what Narsil.
Yeah. No, because in Greenwood Lake, if you couldn't access it on the New Jersey side, but you could on the New York side.
Oh, really?
But it's all the same water.
Nobody cares about New Yorkers.
They lowered the standard.
Yeah, Jersey lowered. Yeah.
Which is typical Jersey. Yeah. Lower those standards.
Standards, what standards?
All right. And the other thing I wanted to bring up, because we're having this member meeting May 3rd, and I think we should get the bylaw changes done by then so that we could vote on it.
Well, I've done all the changes. All I have to do is if we all agreed on them. I mean, I've sent them to everybody 1,000 times. If you all agree on it.
Yeah, the first time I was good with it. I just put in a couple of, like, one or two things in there.
All right, what I'm going to do is I will send it out again.
I'll look at it.
Once it's done.
I forgot what those things were.
Right. Yeah. So
we're talking. But it's minor, like, let's word it this way, or let's do something. It's something very minor.
It's very minor.
But there's no changes.
But
everything you did was fun.
Though I know the one change recently that came up was in there. It says that it's only, 10% late fee per year?
Yeah.
And
we need to change.
Yeah, we needed $25.
We need to update all fees.
Yeah.
They're 80 years old.
Well, how about we make it that everybody's mandatory to come to April's meeting, and we'll bring it, and we'll go over it, and then we can retype it up, and then submit it to the meeting on May 3rd.
Yeah.
And tell, the board has got to be, it's like, look, we got to pick a date, and I will resend it out again. And say this is the fourth time.
We only need 25 people as far as members go to have a quorum.
Right, but what I'm saying is that as far as the board to say we all agree.
Do we have to bring it to the members?
I believe so.
Because then that would be the time we do it at the end.
Yeah, I know, like with the community.
As far as voting,
what you're
going to
get.
The changes that we're going to make, you said 25 people for a quorum. So that's what we're going to vote on, the changes?
No. How it starts is we as a board have to agree 100% on the changes that we feel need to be made.
Okay.
We need to do that by April. So I will resend out everything that's been highlighted and proposed changes. Come April, we as a board will finalize it. I don't care who's all here, whoever is here, we'll finalize it.
Yeah.
Then we will rehab it. Jen will retype it up because she's much better at this shit than I am. And then come May, we will print it out and have it available for members, but she can put it on the agenda to say, hey, we're looking to change the bylaws. You need
input
to come.
So we finalize.
Not input. Yeah. They are going to vote on it.
Yeah.
Okay, so when we finalize it, they're going to vote on what we finalize.
Right.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So I don't know how it works with this board, but I know with the community garden, whenever we change a bylaw, we have to let all the members know 2 weeks prior to a meeting. So I'll check our bylaws.
Yeah, we're going to have
to. And, yeah.
Yeah, if we vote on it in April, the beginning of April, all she has to do is tie it up. That's plenty of time.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't even have to, I do have to type it up. I have to say instead of section blah, 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 we're going to change it to blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And then, yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's my first time doing bylaw change.
Yeah, me too. But we've worked a long time on it, and I feel that the changes, what Susan had done and then what we had done after it are really, good.
Okay. Good.
All right, so that was that. And then contract for clubhouse rentals, we have that by April too? I mean, do you want to, we could fish around for ideas from other...
I'll pull it from the Elks.
Elks, yeah, and I found St. Jude's was ridiculous.
Yeah. Elks isn't that difficult.
Yeah. All right. So let's set that on the table for April.
Let me borrow your pen for a second.
All right. I'm gonna put G next to it as an action item. All right. So it's not March 20th, it's March 28th.
Yes.
And it's not Velez, it's Velez.
Let me see here.
I think it's a V.
It's V, yeah.
V-E-L-E-Z.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the person that's renting the club.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's Doggins?
What's that?
Velez date with the hub.
Oh, you should see one. Yeah, I think it's...
So what's Velez? What's the Velez?
He's going to rent the clubhouse out.
My God, we've got some good rentals. Which is like our fifth rental?
Yeah, Velez. V-E-L-E-Z.
V-E-L-E-Z. Okay. All right.
It might actually cover a month of the electric bill for the evening.
I have a question. Who is going to be in charge of manning the rentals?
I mean, that's...
Is the meeting his?
No, I think she means to talk about...
Like for scheduling and...
So far,
Okay, well, I'm just saying, who's going to be, because somebody needs to be in charge.
If and when it becomes a thing, then we need to
apply. We could take turns, you know. I don't want no part of it. Just saying.
I mean, I don't want any part of opening or closing.
Well, that's what I mean. We have
our
to have
closer lives across the street.
Well, but that's what I mean. We need to have Dave involved because the whole thing is we have to have somebody that opens.
Yeah.
We have to have somebody that inspects it when it is done. So, I mean, like, it's one thing when we rent it to us.
Yeah.
But when we start
once
doing
we start going
outside.
So, in addition to a contract, we should have a checklist.
Yes. And somebody has to be responsible to make sure, and then we have to deal with the garbage.
Well, since he's not here, we could just say Paul's in charge.
Dave and Paul will head that committee.
Yeah. Right, the garbage.
I mean, there's things like recycling garbage that we have to address before we start renting internally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do they? They just they party and leave the garbage here, and we get rid of it.
No, we make them take it.
Yeah.
They take it and do what?
That's fine with members, but if we're going to rent outside.
Okay, just take it with
just
them.
Get it.
Yeah, but if we're going to rent outside, you can't expect people
well,
to.
Well, then we'll have to do it. We can work something.
And then there's still the thing of who's going to clean the bathrooms. I mean, these are important discussions.
Well, we're going to, if it really becomes a thing, we're going to have hire people to clean it after it's done.
I mean, I'm just throwing that out there just to say that. I know, like, Dave and Bree will be the first one in there cleaning the bathrooms and then making sure everything's clean before they leave.
I mean,
Dave,
we could even come up with a fee chart where, okay, if you want to rent it and you agree to, if you clean it.
Yeah, clean your own or we provide a service.
The, and then it's
$100.
This much on the
thing. Yeah, I think that's a very good idea.
Yeah.
But there's things that once, and again, like you said, already this year between December or November of 25 to now, we're on our fifth rental. That's huge.
Yeah.
Luckily, it's been all community. Well, no, because now we got Dan and we've got Bree and Dave. So, I mean, it's expanding, and the more the word gets out.
So, Bree's renting it, not you. It's
so far, whoever's renting it, everything's been five.
Yeah,
because
they're members.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Except for that.
Well, I asked them if they want me to take it down, and they said no. They put balloons on it.
Well, you know what, Dave? Find out if Bree wants to use that for balloons for your first birthday, because we'll leave it here.
Okay.
I will put her, right?
Yep, because you know what? All you have to do is attach
it. I think she has a backdrop or something to take pictures in front of, but I'm sure there's going to be balloons involved and all that other good stuff.
I think about that for sure.
Is this epoxy?
Yeah. Oh, that looks really nice. I like that.
And Tony, do you still have a key to the clubhouse? Because I still have those, I have nesting tables to bring in here. Oh, that's nice.
So the floor is that?
That's what the floor is going to look like.
It's everything's done. That's
like
really nice.
I'm going to add some,
Roxbury.
It'll also deaden down the sound again.
Drapes.
It'll deaden down the sound again.
Yes.
Think curtains.
Yeah. Drapes.
Can I open up these
shutters
over the windows
whatnot?
When those are open, this place looks so much bigger.
When we stopped by, when you guys were having the painting party, I was like, I haven't seen it with the fucking windows.
Yeah, I never saw it either.
It's so bright
here.
Holy
crap.
Yeah, it's fine.
And the reason why they put those on there was because of the Bambers and the Daniels. Yep. If you, because I had the old minute meetings, and I was going through them, and apparently they would break the windows all the time. Bamber came through the neighborhood too last month. I was really pissed off.
Again?
Somebody stopped at the end of my driveway, and I was putting the garbage away, and it looked like he was trying to talk to me, and I thought at first it was you or Danny, and I looked, and I'm like, who the hell is this guy? And then he took off, and he was like beeping as he's going through the street, and then I was leaving the neighborhood, and I saw him go by, and he's waving, and I'm like, oh, no. And then I saw him dart into the ambulance squad as I was passing. I'm like, don't even think you're going to start ailing me, because I'll go right to the police station And then I don't know.
Is that Jerry? Turned.
Yeah, Jerry.
In a red car?
He no, really does not. He's not happy that he doesn't live here.
Black truck. Black truck. Yeah.
Well, you know what? When you don't pay anything, and when you're a squatter, sooner or later, it does catch up with you.
All right. Anything else? Oh, vehicles parked at the beach. I think we nipped that in the bud for now.
Yes, we did. I found the perpetrators. Did you see his face when I go, no, you plowed it? Well, I parked there to just move myself. I literally looked at him. I said, you have parking for like 7 cars over there.
Yeah. Who was it?
It's Bob.
Oh, Bob. Bob and Dan, both of them, plowed out.
Who's Dan?
The next door neighbor. Oh, and so I said, you cannot do this.
So I'm hoping with the new neighbor moving in, the people next door to Pebble Beach, do you remember Alex and Eliana?
The greenhouse.
Really super nice. Yeah. They just moved. It's gone.
Oh, they're completely gone? Wow.
Haven't seen them.
Must have been a transfer. That house seems there. That, oh yeah, well, I'll tell you, they are asking a lot of money for that.
Sure. But then,
compared to what they
pay. I'm hoping that the new owner might want to do something with the driveway.
Yeah, because you have to go through the parking lot to get to the garage.
But they're asking $700,000.
I thought it was $800,000.
Oh, is it? Is it $799? Yeah, I thought it was $699. Anyway.
Well, doesn't it have cheap taxes? Because there's
right
of way to go through, so it's not.
Really, yeah, you should have seen Bob. Did you see Bob's face when I said that?
I used to walk my dog through there. I used to walk the dog here when I had everybody's to get the guy to buy it from us. I would just walk right through his back door.
Yeah, and they could get it. You know what? I would do this. Yeah, because I'm going to tell you right now.
And then I was like,
for what you don't pay in taxes?
And he's like, no way.
No way.
No way.
Because then it becomes lakefront.
Yeah. Try to set him up.
Yeah, you're going to triple your taxes.
So it coming.
But I wanted to get rid of it for us.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen. I'd be like this. You can walk here, through here till the cows come home. Like, I ain't buying it.
Like, technically, it'll increase your value.
No, it'll decrease your value because you have lake access with a dock without lake taxes. That is a dock lot that is not buildable. That taxes on
I mean, if he buys it and it becomes a lakefront, his taxes go up.
Yeah.
But it's because it's going to be assessed as a lakefront.
Yeah, you don't want that.
So his value will go up.
No.
Its value will increase if it's
any Joe Schmo that would come in here and look at that house and be like, it's a lakefront home.
Yeah.
But it has really low taxes. Yeah. I'm not gonna question it.
Yeah, that's
and the right of way he just doesn't own but gets all the privileges of as if he did.
Yep.
It's just he has to share it with us.
Yeah, but nobody knows
about it. Nobody knows about it, right.
So nobody uses it.
No.
I don't even know where it is. In their backyard, like I don't know, it's all just it's
so we should have like grass. Bird watching walks.
Have a nature walk.
He's just I guess the next neighbor we'll see if he's more
nature walks.
We'll make up.
Well, we could have nudist bird watching at midnight.
There you go.
Nudist.
It's a full moon. Everybody get naked. We're going to watch the birds. Oh,
first, we go skinny dipping.
Oh, man.
So we adjourn or turning?
Sure, we can adjourn.
Can I ask a question as far as dues go?
Sure.
I haven't paid them. I've been
a little...
She was like, we didn't get a note yet. I'm like, no, somebody's sitting so I can click and pay online now, right? Can we do that? No?
I've been very financially struggling
for the past 2 months.
It's very hard. I've been working overtime at work now. So I've been doing 2 hours extra a day. Like all of February, and I'm still doing it. So mid-March, that paycheck, I'll be able to pay at least for my house dues. And then I think end or April, send another
Dave,
check.
Dave, all you have to do is reach out to Kathy. We accept payment plans. if you wanted to pay monthly, even starting for next year, you can do that.
Well, I figured instead of sending 2 checks for the full amount straight away, figured once I get my overtime that actually comes in to my paycheck, I can send at least 1 check.
Yeah.
So the Ames
next month.
Yeah.
I can send the other.
So the Ames had the same situation. That's Al's house now. So we made a deal with them where they would pay the dues on their house in February, and they would pay the dues on their lake, their and other property in September.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
I'm not going to stretch it out that far.
I mean, but
you do it how you can do it.
Yeah, what way you do it to work.
As you, I think I don't think we don't we're not looking to fault anybody.
Right.
We go after the people who just ignore us.
Yeah.
If people reach out to us, you know, we're not looking. You know, we understand that in today's world, look, I haven't paid either, and it's just the fact of I just keep forgetting. You know, yeah, like I get shots that are $500 a shot. There's some months I just don't have the money to.
Do we need to remove all of them from the board?
Yes. Wait, how many members have not paid?
I told her, I'm like, oh, Sal, we got to go to, I got to meet tomorrow now. It's moved up from Thursday. She reminded, like, what's the dues? What are we doing? What are we paying the dues? I'm like, the dues are due. It's March. She's like, we didn't get a letter.
Yes, you did.
Kathy sent some electronically.
I told her, I think I got some in an email.
Yeah.
I got the newsletter and then
I could pay electronically.
Yeah, I got a paper.
The invoices.
So this is it.
Reminded me yesterday, but
all right, yeah. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Oh.
Tony, Damon. First, second. All right, talk freely amongst yourselves.